Com. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Well, hi, Scott. You look so dapper. Are you going to a Freedom Club meeting tonight or something?
I am indeed, yes. Yes, it's another Monday. It's another Freedom Club event.
Pizza Ranch. 30 degrees warmer than last Monday.
How about that? Yeah, yeah, exactly right. We'll be at Pizza Ranch in Grand Forks tonight for a Freedom Club meeting. And we will also have a separate counseling session for all Bronco fans prior to the event. Because I know there's a lot of them in mourning, including me. What was that? What happened? I mean, what's on your mind, folks? It's probably what happened to the Denver Broncos is probably the number one question on everybody's mind today, wouldn't you say?
That was the biggest surprise I've ever seen, and I'm not going into sports handicapping.
43-8.
35 points. Within 12 seconds of either half, they scored.
And you know what? I kept thinking, even through the second half, I mean, I should say, until very early in the second half.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? Hang on. There's going to be fireworks in the second half. Denver's going to come roaring back. This is going to be a game. I kept thinking they were, you know, forget who had a contest. Somebody had a contest online. Shields did, actually, to say, yeah, so does Denver come back or, you know, is this thing a blowout? I said, Denver comes back. I was all looking forward to, you know, my gift cards from Shields. No, no, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Anyway, by the way, just a quick note for our listeners in Fargo, Moorhead. The Fargo police incident on 21st Avenue. It's actually at 16th Street and 21st Avenue South. Again, all we know from pure conjecture from some folks that have told us about this, that it involves a school bus and there was a SWAT team on the scene.
Wow.
There's also a media staging area set up. So that tells us... you know, SWAT team, school bus, media staging area. Something significant has happened there. I don't know what. And, again, 16th Street and 21st Avenue South. If you know more, feel free to call us at 855-200-1776. And we'll, in the meantime, pray everyone's safe with that incident, whatever it is. But that's something we're watching closely today as well. 855-200-1776 is our number for you to tell us what's on your mind. With Mark Scogable, I'm Scott Hillen. Today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, we are going to spend some time counting down to Giving Hearts Day. Each and every day until Giving Hearts Day, which is February 13th, we have a different top 10 flag family charity.
10 days.
That is featured in our 820 slot. And today we're going to talk with the folks from John Paul II Schools.
Cool.
About Giving Hearts Day. We also are going to talk in the we're going to. English getting a little sloppy here. Sorry. We're going to talk in the 9 o'clock hour with the governor of South Dakota, Dennis Dugard.
Hmm.
I've seen his picture in the Mall of America, so I know what he looks like, but I've never met the man. Which, by the way, South Dakota does some brilliant marketing of South Dakota.
Tremendous.
Brilliant marketing.
The faces.
They do.
Yeah.
You know, great places, great faces. Great. You know,
it works.
It really does. But, I mean, they have a little kiosk in the Mall of America that is so good. I can't even begin to tell you. It talks about... You know, how much cheaper it is to live in South Dakota, what the incomes are.
No income tax.
Yeah. And they promote it well. So we could learn a little from South Dakota without question.
You know, Dugard's biggest rancor that he's stirring up is Common Core. He's got a lot of...
Is he for or against Common Core?
He enabled it. That's why Laura Hubbell's running against him for governor.
Is that right? We'll have to ask him about that as well. Scott Bachmeyer will join us in the... 10 o'clock hour. He's the host of Dakota Prairie Outdoors. It's a radio show. He's a rancher, longtime sportsman. We're going to talk about some outdoors issues. We're going to talk about, you know, the country of origin labeling, the cool deal, and the farm bill. And looking forward to a fun conversation with Scott Bachmeyer coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today. What was your favorite Super Bowl ad, Mark? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I love the guy being surprised coming home. I love the Budweiser ad about the returning Marine or returning soldier. to that little town, Winter Park, Florida.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, my gosh, Scott. He didn't know he was just coming home. They said every veteran, returning veteran, deserves a parade, and the whole town turned out for him, and Budweiser was there and the horses. It was so incredible.
Oh, I already have chills, and I didn't see it. Just you're describing it.
It is the winner in my book.
All right. We're going to find that one, huh?
Yeah.
And what else?
Well, some of those beer ads are pretty terrific. You know, I mean, all of them, even the light beer ads.
But that was the Budweiser one with the vet?
Yeah.
I saw. Did you see the Budweiser ad with the puppy?
Yeah, right.
That's cute.
Great.
That one I saw and put up, Puppy Love. That was a dandy. The Cheerios one, where the mom promises the little girl a puppy. After dad's explaining with Cheerios that we have a mom and a dad and a daughter, and now we're going to have a new baby. It's kind of cute.
You know what's really sad is that the left was trying to say, oh, this is going to upset the Tea Party types. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. What do you mean? Because of the mixed marriage
Give me a break.
Yeah, there was some serious buzz about, oh, this is going to offend the right. We're the ones that stand on the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I was a little offended by an ad that Coca-Cola did. And it was the ad in which they had America the Beautiful being sung, which was just awesome. I'll play the ad here. I have it up on our Facebook page. And did you see this one I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right. Well, let me play it for you. And because you're going to hear the gist of it, I'll just tell you that the scenes are of all these different families enjoying America, okay? It's just a bunch of family scenes, and the only thing that I would tell you is what they're trying to say is America is a melting pot, which America is a melting pot, right? I completely agree with the fact that America is a melting pot. But I think they went a little far in making that case, is my only point. And I'll tell you my post in a second after I play the ad for you here, and then you can decide. Oh, my ad doesn't work. This thing doesn't work in here anymore. What is it, dude? Yeah, shoot.
Yeah. All right, then.
But I will play it at the bottom of the hour. Aaron, you'll have to play it in there, I guess. I had put this on the troubleshooting list. And it obviously didn't make the priority list this morning.
Didn't make the top 10.
It didn't make anybody's top 10 in fixing it for me, even though I asked them to do that. But anyway, I'll play the ad. We'll play it before the bottom of the hour, okay? So you can hear the ad. And here's my post on it. I said, I agree with the folks at Coca-Cola. America is beautiful. But is there a reason you didn't use the English version for the entire ad? You could have accomplished the same thing. Nice, warm, fuzzy. You know, with all these neat melting pot scenes, you know, of America.
We're not a bilingual nation.
No.
And as we are, we divide ourselves more. The whole goal of the left is to divide and conquer. Separate us into little balkanized men, women, old, young, white, black, rich, poor, Spanish, Hispanic, Lithuanian, English, you know.
Yeah, no, it was a bummer to me. So anyway, we want to know what your best ad was. You let us know at 855-200-1776. A couple other things in the news. There's a report now that says without the Keystone XL pipeline, oil trains could cause 6 rail deaths per year.
You know, that's just raw speculation. How silly.
I think it is, too. And you know what? I'm all for the Keystone XL pipeline, but I don't think we make the case that, hey, less people will die from train accidents if we build this. I mean, I think we do it because it makes good sense. And the safest way to transport this stuff is by pipeline.
20,000 more people have jobs, at least.
And the only reason it's being held up now is for pure politics. This is a way for President Obama to kowtow to an extreme environmentalist wing. So let's deal with it on the facts, not on scare tactics.
Do you realize if we would have had Romney in there, we would have Keystone would have been already pumping?
Yeah, oil would be flowing. Yeah. As it is down south in the other leg of it. And by the way, another hurdle has been cleared by the Keystone as the State Department has ruled the project would not significantly increase greenhouse gas emissions. So you got to play by their stupid rules, and that's one of the rules that
so now
they're looking
it has
at.
To clear the political gas emissions.
Yeah, exactly right. Former Fargo-Moorhead did a huge series. I think today might be the final day. I know it ran over the weekend on oil on rail. And rail shippers having questions about classifying crude. Interesting story. I do think our hair is on fire a little more than it needs to be about this.
Oh, yeah.
From the standpoint that 99.999997% of the time, this stuff gets to where it's going without incident, okay? And we need every solution. And I'd like to see rail safety improve. I'd like to see the train stay on the tracks. By the way, the unions might be the biggest holdup to that, and the environmental wackos there, because this positive train control that could do so much monitoring of speeds and you know, where's rail, and yeah. Is it going through communities, and is being held up by the FCC, the federal government, and by the environmental community, who's filing all kinds of these objections against it. So there's ways to do it. We just ought to do it. Chris Christie will talk about it at the bottom of the hour, too. How about that?
Cool.
Should we do that? All right. One of our top 10 for the Flag family on Giving Hearts Day. When we come back, and then Mark will join me at the bottom of the hour, you'll get to hear this Coke commercial and see if I'm all wet. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The hour, what's on your mind, the preview hour. I'm Scott Hinnon, and Giving Hearts Day is coming up. I can't believe it's February already. We have a senior in our house, and every day Marie and I look at each other and say, you know, the graduation party is like going to be here before we know it, and he's going to be at UND before we know it, and it just seems like 2013 blew by, and 2014 is blowing by, and that includes the month of February, where before you know it, it'll be Valentine's Day, and the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th, is Giving Hearts Day. The Impact Foundation has set up this very innovative website called impactgiveback.org. And if you go there, there's a myriad of worthy charities and nonprofits to donate to. On Giving Hearts Day, 24 hours on February 13th, when you make a donation, it's matched. And so you double your money. You double your donation. And what we've done, since we've had the great honor of being a part of Giving Hearts Day from its inception, is to pick a top 10 for you. To say, as a Flag family, here's 10 that we give our blessing to that we think would be worthy of your donation, and then help you, you know, maybe make a decision there. Because if you go to the website, you'll be dizzy in no time. There are just tons and tons of choices. And, again, they're all worthy, but we think these 10 are extra special. And joining us today to talk about today's selection for the top 10 is the superintendent of John Paul II Schools, a regular guest of ours, Dr. Mike Smith. Dr. Smith, good to see you again.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
And Joelle Shuey is here. Joelle is the director of constituents relations at John Paul II Schools and handles many things related to the different donors and parents and so many other folks related to John Paul II Schools, works with the alumni and a lot of good folks. Joelle, nice to see you.
Well, thank you so much for having us here.
Okay, so and I've just learned that, you know, what happens when you make a donation is the Impact Foundation matches it up to a certain amount. But John Paul II Schools has another donor that's willing to donate up to $20,000 in match. So basically, up to $24,000 donated on Giving Hearts Day becomes $48,000. So, you know, you can double the donation, which is really a really neat way to go. And let's talk a little bit about how you guys use those funds. So, Joelle, as somebody makes a donation, what's the top need right now at John Paul II Schools?
Well, basically, the funds this year will be going to our JP2 annual fund, and that fund supports all four of our schools across the board. Basically, it helps ensure that the JP2 schools have the faculty and programs in place to form young people who will develop the character and courage to lead. It also assists in expanding our programs and services such as tuition assistance to those who wish to receive a Catholic education but may not be able to afford one. It also helps keep our tuition costs affordable for everyone by assisting in covering the difference between tuition and the actual cost of educating a JP2 student. And that's our biggest need, because tuition revenue really covers 60% of the cost of educating a student. So,
Dr. Smith, talk a little bit about the faculty and the challenges when you're trying to recruit faculty and retain faculty that you're up against with the public school system, their retirement and their pay. That's a huge challenge for John Paul II Schools, isn't it?
It is, really. It's probably one of our biggest challenges. When you look at what our staff do when the students leave JP2 Catholic Schools academically, as we've talked about in previous times you and I sat down, our students do really well. On the ACT comparison, our students scored last time 25.2, which is phenomenal. But yet our staff is paid considerably less than the public school employees. And the JP2 fund, what we're trying to raise during Giving Hearts Day, goes to try to offset that. We are in a deficit with our salaries, but we're working hard to shore that up and to close the gap between what our staff's paid and what the public schools' teachers are paid.
What is the difference now?
We're at about 75% of what the public school employees are paid.
And, you know, you can't even believe the impact these teachers have, the passion they have. And, I mean, it speaks volumes of them, because the quality is phenomenal, yet they obviously are not paid to the level that their peers are at the public school level. So the commitment is there. But obviously you want them to, you know, not have to suffer financially.
Correct.
Or in their future, knowing how, I mean, they're just phenomenal. They're life-changing. You can talk to anybody that's been a part of the school system, and they will benefit for an entire lifetime from that foundation of education from these teachers. So that's an important mission here, that the donations that go for this fund will ultimately help you continue to whittle away at that difference.
That's correct. And, you know, when we look at it, when we're in a budget cycle, we're really trying to, when we give teachers salaries for the upcoming year, we try to budget that so that we can know what the amount's going to be. And what Joelle's done is really raised the annual fund up each year so that it's more predictable, and so that we can build a budget and offer teachers those contracts at an amount that's on an increased trajectory rather than a flat trajectory. And the JP2 fund is really how we can do that.
Is it, when you talk with the donors, Joelle, is that an issue that's near and dear to their heart?
Yes, that's one of the major topics they bring up. Teacher salaries is very near and dear to their heart, especially the alumni. They all have a favorite teacher or a few favorite teachers, and a lot of them make the comments, I wouldn't be where I am today without Mr. So-and-so or without Mrs. So-and-so. And they really do appreciate everything that those teachers have done for them in their high school time. And they feel that what they learned at the high school level really carried them through college and into their careers. So definitely when they think about giving back, that's where they want it to go, is to thank those teachers.
And, you know, obviously alumni would feel strongly about that. Obviously current parents would feel strongly about
that. Absolutely.
But, you know, if there are listeners out there that say, hey, you know, I don't have kids or grandkids maybe or anybody here, but I want to make a difference. I want to send kids out into the world with the foundation of an education that is unique in what John Paul II schools can offer. What a great way to do it, or give an opportunity to kids that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it.
Absolutely, because this fund does support our tuition assistance programs as well. So, I mean, just like scholarships, and any time a student comes in and says, you know, I really want to go here, but I don't know that I can pay the full tuition this year, and, you know, parents are struggling, and so our tuition assistance programs really help them out that way.
How many times do you think Catholic parents choose not to have their kids in Catholic schools as a financial decision? Any idea? Is that a large percentage?
You know, it's really hard to determine that because, you know, a lot of families will say that they can't make it work. But we have lots of families in our schools that are making it work. And there definitely has to be some type of a sacrifice made. You know, there's a choice that you're making when you send your children to the Catholic schools. So it's, you know, your question's really hard to determine, you know, who's making more of a sacrifice. You know, if we look through our list of students, we have a wide range of socioeconomic backgrounds, and I think people don't understand and don't believe that, but we do. And we do have a lot of students that are there on scholarship, reduced tuition. We have a variety of ways that families make it work. And I just encourage people to look and actually make the application, bring in the tax forms, and see what we can actually do for you. And you know, is it going to be a free, full scholarship? Usually not. But I think once people look at how much the cost is and what the benefits are, they're surprised and want to continue on.
Make a difference, folks. What's the website, Joelle?
www.impactgiveback.org.
All right, folks, and that's for Giving Hearts Day. Your donation doubled on Giving Hearts Day, February 13th. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennen offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night. Yeah, it is.
Can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take the 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So
yes,
if you want to go 4 hours instead of the 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that, and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mark the Freedom Fund. I'm Scott Hanlon. Tonight, by the way, is a Freedom Club meeting. We'll be in Grand Forks tonight. What time are we going to be there? We'll be there for, usually have a bite between 6 and 7, an actual Freedom Club meeting from 7 until 8:30 sharp. We end on time every time.
We do.
Right way.
And then we linger.
Yeah.
But the whole program, the questions, the, you know, we're done at 8:30.
Very good. All right, I promised I was going to play this this ad that Coca-Cola did and see if this in any way, if I'm right or overly sensitive about being a little offended by it. Roll the ad, if you would.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for this all the ground.
Okay, keep going. What? So I don't. Do you recognize all those languages?
You know, there's a tremendous movement to. It's a very devilish about let people have their own language. Let's celebrate their differences. What that really means is nothing but one barrio, one Balkan, one ghetto after another. People divided. You know, in one Chinatown, one Harlem. It's just wrong. We need to be aggressive about English as the only language. It unifies the people.
I think the message is fine, right? That it's in other words, the overall arching, America, people have come from all over because it's the greatest land on the face of the earth. That's fabulous. But the idea that somehow America, the beautiful, can't be sung in English to convey that message is offensive to me.
Right.
It's terribly offensive. So that's a bad ad. Here's the story behind the good ad. All right. This is actually a hero's welcome, and it's about a 5-minute piece here before you do the sports, Mark. But I think it's worth sharing because I didn't see it until the break, and now I'm in love. This is a great ad, and kudos to Budweiser because I'm going to drink Bud rather than Coke because of how well they did here. So go ahead and roll that, guys.
You could only have four before the show.
This happened on January 8th. Budweiser helped the town of Winter Park welcome home a hero. Listen.
We're all excited to have Lieutenant Chuck Nadd back home in Winter Park, being reunited with his family after a long time of service.
I can't think of anything more important that we can do right now.
A friend of mine told me to check out the VFW website. It said that they were looking to honor one soldier coming home from Afghanistan to represent all soldiers. I thought that Chuck would be the perfect candidate for it.
He was born in America 24 years ago. He's a baby of the family. He has always been patriotic, happy to be American.
And I knew that he always wanted to serve the country. And eventually he decided that the best way to do that was through military service.
It's his enthusiasm, energy, and he wanted to serve. He wanted to be a part of something bigger than just himself.
To do something for this type of an event where we recognize one of our homecoming soldiers is indeed an honor. It's a privilege.
But more important than us being happy about it, it's America needs to understand what this represents. You ask, did you know somebody that served in Iraq, Afghanistan? Typically, the answer is going to be no. So it doesn't affect them personally. So they tend to forget, not that they don't care. America does care.
We are symbolically thanking everyone, and not just from these conflicts, but previous conflicts. We should never, ever forget those who have served.
Every once in a while, somebody will come up and say thank you. And it really means a lot because we didn't get it when we came home.
When I got to my little small hometown in South Carolina, there was nobody out there.
I felt like I just got out of jail or something. So I was disappointed about that. You know?
We didn't tell anybody we were in Vietnam. And that's why...
It's for all of us. It's for my friend Andy Rankin that didn't come home. But I'm so happy that we're a small part of this. It's a wonderful thing to do.
I applaud Budweiser as a sponsor for doing this because this is just a great thing to let the community know, hey, listen, all these people are getting out this year. And we need to really do the right thing by them.
It's been so exciting. Everyone has wanted to pitch in and help out and be there and contribute in any way that they could. So we're all in on the surprise. It's going to be pretty exciting, and I'm so delighted for him that he has, this support from his hometown.
Wow.
Come here. Come here. I miss you.
I think it's wonderful that Winter Park is willing to step up and do this for this American hero. But we want every community in America to step up and do what they can, whatever that is.
It doesn't have to be a parade, but even if it's just a couple of folks recognizing the sacrifice that they've made.
A simple thank you goes so far.
What's going on up there?
This is all for you.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Come in. Join me in welcoming Lieutenant Chuck
Nat home. We can never forget as a country the freedoms that we enjoy is because someone has given days of their life or in some sad cases given their complete life for our freedoms.
Seems to be back home.
To see something like what happened today, I think proves that America is special. I think the strength of our country comes from how well we come together as a community.
It's a great day in America. It's a great celebration of America.
I hope every town is able to do something of this nature and set an example for how many people could be recognized as soldiers who are coming back.
Wow. Folks, Scott and I just, while this segment was running, agreed. We need to push the gratitude, the thankfulness. We we need to do what we can for our returning heroes. And one thing we're going to do is any veteran that has served in harm's way that comes, I don't care if it's Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, any veteran that comes to a Freedom Club meeting, if we're having it at a venue that has a place, you know, like a pizza ranch, dinner's on us. Dinner's on the Freedom Club. And folks, I want you to start implementing this attitude. Everybody that comes home needs to be appreciated, and then we need to go to work for them that they're taken care of, that they don't kill themselves in lonely despair, that they get the kind of medical help, and we restore their benefits. This is Thank You Budweiser. Tonight in Grand Forks at the Pizza Ranch, any veteran that's actually been in a conflict, veterans of foreign wars, any veteran, dinner's on us. So we're going to be there 7 o'clock Pizza Ranch in Grand Forks tonight. Well, this is the sports time. As you know, I was in awe of the greatest season in the history of any quarterback that Peyton Manning put together for us. The great irony and the great agony and ecstasy. On Saturday night, he got his 5th Most Valuable Player Award. People thought that was the premature coronation of who was going to be the MVP of Sunday's game. It sure didn't work out. In the first 12 seconds of both quarters, of both halves, the Seahawks scored. Of course, most of you that are listening to me, whether you like football or not, were so intrigued, you couldn't help but watch the first hike into the end zone. I mean, it'll haunt that poor center for the rest of his life, the chagrin, the sorrow in his face for that safety, you know, over Manning's head as he was trying to orchestrate his management. I've got to say, the Seahawks, their roar, it sounded like a home game in Seattle, and that was a big surprise from the get-go. Then their defense, although they didn't sack Manning until 4 minutes to go in the game, they rushed him so much, and their pass defense was great. There was tipped balls. One of the interceptions was just a bad throw. Another one was a tipped ball. And then there was a great pass that turned into a fumble. So it was, and then, hats off to a tremendous Seahawks team. Tremendous. You know, Carroll, their coach, kept them loose and light. It's easier to be an underdog. There was no expectations. If they came within 10 points of Manning, they would have said, hey, it was a good game. We're a young team. But they totally dominated. They were loose. They had a hockey player's kind of jump. They were exploding to the ball, exploding to the receivers. Many times the receivers got the ball, and within a third of a second, they were hit by two Seahawks. It was stunning. And special teams, of course, with Percy Harvin. You talk about insult to injury for a Vikings fan. My goodness. 12 seconds in the second half, and he ran it all the way back for a touchdown. So, but one thing this did, it guarantees, unless there's some sort of an off-season injury, that Peyton Manning will be back. This is not how he wants to end his career. Both the Wild and the Wolves lost. They'll be playing again on Tuesday. Wild versus Tampa Bay. Wolves versus L.A. Back soon with more What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, It's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This incident in Fargo, the SWAT team and the school bus and whatnot stand off in an apartment complex nearby. So the school bus might not have been involved in any way.
Just an incidental visitor.
Right. I mean, I got worried when I heard school bus, right? That an incident involved a school bus. SWAT was on the scene. This was on the corner of 16th Street and 21st Avenue South. We don't know. They have a media staging area. There's evidently an apartment building nearby where there is a standoff of some kind. So we'll just keep praying that ends well and keep you posted as we find out, okay? I'm on fire for this ad. This ad is just incredible. And it's inspired us to invite veterans to join us tonight at the Freedom Club event, and we're going to buy the supper.
That's right.
So we'll pull up to the Pizza Ranch at 6 tonight.
And I want every veteran to come together and... This is what I used to do when I went around to the Ten Commandments Monument. All the veterans would lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
There you go. Exactly right. So here's that ad. You heard the backstory of how it happened in Winter Park through that last little clip I played. Here's the actual ad in case you missed it, okay, from Budweiser last night. Super.
Come here.
I'm going to see you.
This girl's really good to be back.
What's going on up there?
Welcome home, Jeff. This is all for you.
Oh. Are you serious?
Please join me in welcoming Lieutenant Chuck Nat home.
Wow, is that good? Every soldier deserves a hero's welcome. That's how it ends, and Budweiser. And, you know, the thing just puts tears in my eyes. It's the only beer I'll ever drink. Yeah, if you didn't see it, you know, it's hard to have you understand what's going on there. But essentially, this soldier comes down at an airport. He's all alone. Flies back by himself.
Right.
All right. And his wife or fiance or whatever is there to greet him. Right. And I think it's his fiance, isn't it?
I think so.
I can't remember. Anyway, you know, she, you know, hugs him and says hi and then drives him where he thinks is home, and when they get to their street, there's zillions of people and Clydesdale horses and signs and everything else welcoming them home. So kudos to Budweiser. Kudos to the city of Winter Park and the folks who put this together. But we all ought to do this. It's an inspiration. I hope it's an absolute inspiration. And these soldiers are coming to home all the time. You know, it's just incredible.
We have to welcome them back and then uphold their honor. Absolutely. About what they fought for.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree anymore. Boy, I tell you, what a neat, neat deal. So one ad, not so good. Another, pretty darn good.
7 million hits already.
Yeah. On this 7,500,000. I'll post on Facebook. This is an incredible, incredible ad. So we'll do that. Quick check of weather here in just a moment. Also want to tell you tonight, Freedom Club, Grand Forks Pizza Ranch. We'll have, you know, the buffet at 6 and then meeting at 7. We're done by 8:30.
Is Representative Campbell going to come and say a few words?
Tom Campbell will be there. Represents District 19. He's
cool.
A senator, state senator.
Running for re-election.
And to answer your question, yes, that Campbell. Because everybody says, you know, the Campbell potato chips. Remember those in the bucket?
Right, I do.
The white bucket with the red lid.
And Campbell soup jumped down on him.
Yeah, exactly right. He tells a neat story about that. But anyway... Campbell Brothers Farms and Choice Financial. But Tom is a citizen legislator. He ran last go around and ended up in the state senate. So he's just finishing a 2-year term there and is running now for re-election. So he'll join us as well. Minnesota caucuses tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And every single caucus in Minnesota, folks, you got to go. That's where you pick all of the candidates for the next 3 years, really. You got to go to that caucus February 4th, 7 o'clock. They're posted everywhere.
Fargo Forum did a nice job today of telling you where you got to go and why and when and you
right.
know, all of that. So anyway, check it out. That's a must for sure. All right, let me just tell you about our forecast here and how we're looking. It's a little bit warmer than it was last Monday when we gathered for the Fargo Freedom Club.
30 degrees.
And by the way, I was with a shout out to Levi Taylor and his family. I was in Minot on Saturday for the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Young Rancher and Farmer Gathering. And Levi Taylor, who farms with his wife and his in-laws out by Ypsilanti near Jamestown, said, hey, can we have a Freedom Club in Jamestown? And we've been working on a...
That's about the sixth person.
A Jamestown event, exactly. So
we've had people drive all the way here to Fargo for Freedom Club from Jamestown.
Exactly. So the time is now, and we'll have that way. But tonight, Pizza Ranch Grand Forks, see you there. And veterans, please come. And supper's on us. I better call Father Sherman and make sure he's listening. Make sure he's going to be there. He's a good vet, you know. All right. One above now in Fargo at this hour under cloudy skies. And here's what we're looking at. For today, we might actually get up to about 10 above.
Woo!
15 below tonight. Then tomorrow, a 1 above. Wednesday, 1 above. Thursday, 7 above. No precip of any measure in the forecast at all. So that's not bad at all. Out in the oil patch, it's 7 above and cloudy right now in Tioga. Does this feel warm to you, though?
Yeah.
It does to me, too. And we'll hit about 7. That's going to be our high today.
It's going to be light winds, very light winds.
Yeah, it's 7 now. It's going to dip down to, you know, a little bit lower and then climb back up to 3. But tomorrow, 2 below. Wednesday, 2 below. Thursday, 5 above. All under cloudy skies. No precip in the forecast there as well. 7 in Tioga at this hour. As I mentioned, Fargo, 3. What else we got? Grand Forks cloudy at 5, Minot cloudy at 9, Bismarck cloudy at 9, Dickinson cloudy at 3 degrees at this hour. More of What's on Your Mind straight ahead in your calls, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.